News Network. I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey will take the oath of office today as she begins her first full term as governor. Dexter Avenue and other downtown roads will be closed this morning for the inauguration. For a full list of closures, visit alabamanews.net. The Alabama Supreme Court has granted Montgomery Police Officer Aaron Cody Smith's request for a new venue and judge in his upcoming murder trial. Smith is charged with murder for the killing of Greg Gunn nearly 3 years ago while Gunn was walking through his neighborhood. And a Birmingham police sergeant was killed and another officer critically injured early Sunday morning while investigating a suspected car burglary. Police say two suspects are now in custody. One of the suspects was shot and is receiving medical treatment. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out.
We are eastbound and down here under the
view. Boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
I need more Jerry Reed in my life. I really do. The governor is still talking, believe it or not.
Wow.
She started talking like 20 minutes ago.
You know, if you're
didn't this happen to McKinley and he died or something?
I was thinking about with the cold weather.
No, who was it that got, yeah, with that cold weather?
I'm almost thinking Zachary Taylor.
Was that who it was?
Maybe.
One of them caught a cold from the governor's inauguration.
That was before my time.
Yeah. Before my time as well, considering you're an old timer compared to me. Our number 272.
Not that much.
272-9228.
Gracious.
You got, what, 5 years on me ish? 5-6 years?
Six.
6 years. Yeah, it's not too bad. All right, our number 272-9228.
15 on young Joey over there.
Joey, be proud of that.
Yeah.
Joey doesn't have a gray hair on his head or beard.
No, I'm
not one gray hair anywhere.
Nor do I.
I'm young, dumb, white, sorry. Full of spunk.
It's an interesting piece in Yellowhammer today. And I don't dislike Yellowhammer the way I used to dislike it. But this was a piece written by, and I didn't recognize the person's name, Daniel Sutter. He's the Charles G. Koch Professor of economics with the Manuel H. Johnson Center for Political Economy at Troy University. And the whole thing was an apologetics piece supporting the drug industry. And if you're going to go into the prostitution industry, supporting the drug industry ain't the best way to do it, in my opinion. There are other ways to prostitute your titles. The whole point of the piece is, can the government lower the price of prescription drugs? And I'll be doggone it if this is the problem with libertarians,
mm-hmm.
Joey. This is the problem. They they hear things like free trade, and they assume that anything you do to change it is making it less free.
Okay.
When it wasn't free to begin with. It wasn't free trade at all. It had all these tariffs. It had all these conditions. It had all these supports. It had all these other problems.
A lot of libertarians I know hate NAFTA.
Right. But when Donald Trump put in the tariffs, they're like, we need free trade. He's trying to get us to free trade.
Yeah.
Trying to get us to free trade.
No, I get it. He's essentially saying, yeah, this will kind of hurt the trade system for the time being, but it will put money in the U.S. Treasury, and if you don't relent, I'm going to make it worse. So why don't you come to the table and negotiate, or I'm going to keep making it worse.
He makes a comment here. I can't find it. I wrote the word competition on it. Now I can't find where it was. But here's how he opens. Here's how he opens. I found it. It's in the first paragraph. It says, can the government lower the price of prescription drugs? The effects of price ceilings provide a cautionary warning, even though price controls appear to work in other countries. Unfettered competition generally provides a more effective way to keep prices in line with costs.
Yes.
Okay. I agree with that in the most part. But there is no such industry in America with unfettered competition, particularly the pharmaceutical industry, where they have patent protection and all these other protections and all these other barriers to entry like the Food and Drug Administration. Unfettered competition would mean Clay and I can go into our bathtub and whip up something and try to get it on the market.
Hold on. Wait, let's make clear. You and I do not have a bathtub.
Oh, we don't?
We could use a bathtub to make something, but there ain't the Clay and Barron bathtub.
What do you call our
there?
Bathtub? Well, if it's not a bathtub, what do you call it?
It's the Red Room.
Oh!
No, but actually, this is why the only group I've heard are libertarians calling for removing patents, in particular on pharmaceuticals, but also reforming the hell out of the FDA, because the FDA's got it wrong a lot of times. But also, if you want to just pare it back and keep the FDA, just have them test for safety. They also, right now, test for efficacy, and there are these exorbitant, very expensive trials you have to go through. It's ridiculous. It shouldn't cost that much money to bring a drug to market, and just because you tweak a formula shouldn't mean that you get the exclusive rights to it for God knows how many
years. There's no such thing as unfettered competition in the drug market in the United States. Not when you have to pay $1 billion to try to bring a drug to market. Not when you get patent protection and everything else. There's no such thing. So, right here off the top... If he's going to rely on unfettered competition and say that the government doesn't need to get involved, the government is already intimately involved with setting prices and drugs. They may not pick the price, but they eliminate every ounce of competition so that they can pick whatever they want. And it's basically a unilateral transaction. Do you want the drug or not? If so, you got to pay us what we want.
Well, and it's also even worse because the biggest purchaser of healthcare in the country, but pharmaceuticals in particular, is the government.
Right.
So because the government's such a big buyer, they end up setting a price because they crowd out the rest of the market.
He talks about different government efforts to seek to lower drug prices. Trump administration has proposed basing Medicare Part B, that's what you're talking about, right. The drug versus prices on international prices. The Department of Health and Human Services found that the U.S. had the highest average price for 27 drugs, almost double the international average. 46 states are suing 15 generic price makers, drug makers for price fixing. And here's the doozy. I hope this woman doesn't get anywhere near the Oval Office. Senator Elizabeth Warren wants the federal government to manufacture drugs to eliminate profit seeking.
Good God, what is wrong with her?
She wants the federal government to go into the drug manufacturing business.
Didn't a certain company go in the car manufacturing business back in the 80s?
A certain country?
Yeah.
We went into the car manufacturing business again in the
2010. No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the Yugo.
Oh, the United States. Well, we bought all the GM stock and Chrysler stock a few years ago.
But then we were nice enough to give it back to them.
We did give it back at a $10 billion loss.
But the medical industry is one of, especially the pharmaceutical industry, one of the biggest crony corporatist globalist. Wanted to say something else.
Pharmaceutical industry is the worst industry in America, followed shortly by investment banking. Those are the two worst industries in America. You want to know what makes your life worse on a daily basis? And these pharmaceutical industries, they've saved their lives with medicines. Yeah, they've done a good job. And they brought some really cool medicines to market.
Also some terrible ones.
They brought some horrific medicines to market, and everything's cost-benefit.
You know, my roommates and I had a laugh. We were watching this new Mass Singer show, whatever. It's the only time I see commercials on Hulu. And all these pharmaceutical commercials keep coming on. And one of them, they go through the disclaimers, like side effects. It's like, could cause bone loss. Like, wait, could cause bone loss? What does that mean?
That mean your arm's going to fall off?
Like, what is, I'm going to have brittle vertebrae now? Thanks.
It's funny. This is a really poorly written piece. And you would think better from a professor. But the question was, can the government lower the price of prescription drugs? He only talked about price caps.
Yeah, that's...
There are lots of ways the government could introduce additional measures of competition without price caps.
Absolutely. Do it
but his
tomorrow.
It's a three-page article. The entire piece is about why price caps are a bad thing. And, you know, I tend to agree with you. Price caps probably are, generally speaking, a bad thing. But that's not the only way to do this here. There's other ways to do it. All right. Any chance I get to comment on how the prescription drug industry is ruining everyone's life, I take it. Here's an interesting piece that's circulating. This was on thehill.com. I've watched this sort of bubble behind the scenes for a few weeks now, and I haven't said a dadgum thing about it. Because as soon as you bring up either one of these words I'm about to mention, everybody goes bananas.
They go banana.
Everybody goes bananas. I mean, it's like apes. You know, chewing on... Do apes eat bananas, or is that a stereotype? Do monkeys eat bananas, or is that a stereotype?
I'd imagine they eat all sorts of fruits.
Do they?
Yeah.
If I was a monkey, I would eat flesh. I wouldn't go eating fruit. Monkeys are bad. You know what I mean? Like, think of like the apes. They can kill anything they want. What are they going to do around
here? Yeah,
why would they eat fruit? That'd tear a face off a human and eat it. Why fruit? Why would I want a banana? Oh, I'm going to track down an antelope and tear its head off and eat it.
If I was going to be any other primate, I would be a bonobo. Just look up bonobos and what they spend most of their time doing.
You going to spoil the surprise, or is it not radio-friendly?
No, look it up, folks. Bonobos.
Only imagine, Joey. Can only imagine. Yoga.
No. No.
A bonobo. Historically called the pygmy chimpanzee, less often the dwarf, you can't say dwarf on radio. I can't even say this. It's an endangered great ape.
Yes.
One of two species making up the genus Pan, the other being the common chimpanzee. Well, why would you want to be a common chimpanzee?
Yeah, but because they...
What do they do? It doesn't say what they do.
They shake hands, but it's not really a handshake. They say hello, they say goodbye. They congregate together in what would be, we would call orgies.
Joey!
See, I
My
knew it.
My mother is listening, Joey.
I knew it was coming at some point.
This is what I learned from Nat Geo, so sue me.
Joey. Shaking hands. Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
No, seriously. It's
just nine of us over there shaking hands.
It's a weird culture in the bonobo land.
But just acting like bonobos. I'm gonna read the headline and then I'm gonna go to a break because as soon as I read the headline, everybody's gonna go bananas, and I don't want to be responsible for everybody going bananas. Did I mention Steve Miller's coming to Montgomery?
Yeah.
This Steve Miller, same Steve Miller, coming to Montgomery. Here's the headline: how a pro-vaccine doctor reopened debate about link to autism. It's a fascinating story. I've been watching it bubble beneath the surface. I've been watching it bubble in the alt media. The Hill finally did a piece about it, and I'm going to cover it on the other side of the break because I think it's fascinating. I think it's absolutely fascinating. We'll be back at 16 minutes after 11.
the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury, with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston. Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
What did you do during the break?
I hope it wasn't what we did.
Because we watched video footage of bonobos on YouTube.
From National Geographic, a reputable source. I was not making anything up.
No, if anything, you undersold it. Funny title for a song here to come into. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. If you want to get in touch with Plumbing Excellence. 279-8919. These aren't just people who do plumbing. These are plumbers. These are plumbers. These are dynamite human beings, dynamite individuals. James Cole, CC Cole, Jeanette Cole, Cameron Cole, the whole Cole family involved over there. Couldn't be more excited to recommend them to you. And all you got to do is call them, 279-8919. They're generous sponsors of hour number three of this program, available on Facebook, coleplumbing.com. You can find them anywhere. 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl, hey.
Call on Cole.
Call on Cole. All right. I'm going to read the headline again for those who weren't here for the first segment. Yes, I know. There are people that don't listen 15 hours a week. It bothers me. It frustrates me, but there's nothing I can do about it. How a pro-vaccine doctor reopened debate about link to autism. Now, usually if you say vaccine or autism, people immediately think you're nuts, right? This is a pro-vaccine medical expert. He's world-renowned. He was the medical expert for the United States government when people were suing the government about vaccine stuff. He was the expert they were using. His name's Dr. Andrew Zimmerman. Andrew Zimmerman. He served as the expert medical witness for the government, which defends vaccines in federal vaccine court. He had testified in trial that vaccines do not cause autism. Do not cause autism. Now, I'm going to pause here for a second. I'm just going to marvel at something. I don't know if you heard me breeze through it, but I said he originally served as the expert medical witness for the government, which defends vaccines in federal vaccine court. In other words, the pharmaceutical industries and the vaccine companies don't have to defend their own product. The federal government steps in and defends them on behalf of the company.
Good Lord.
And when they lose, the company doesn't have to pay. The taxpayer pays. You pay. So you pay for the defense. You pay for the judgment. And the company reaps all the profits. So in other words, they have nationalized the losses and privatized the gains.
That's asinine.
They have nationalized the losses and privatized the gains. Any industry operating on that model needs to be done away with. That's what the investment bank and big insurance company businesses did up in 2008. They nationalized the losses. The government came in and bailed them all out. And they kept all the gains when it was all said and done. They kept all the profits as a result of it. So just trust me. Any industry that operates on this model is a devious industry. It has no business existing.
Don't get started with the revolving door with the FDA and the company.
And the CDC and these people going back and forth.
Goodness.
All right. Dr. Zimmerman, who was originally the expert witness on behalf of the government while the government was defending vaccines in federal court, and who had testified that vaccines do not cause autism, he has now signed a bombshell sworn affidavit. This just happened in the last couple of weeks. It's just now percolating the news. Now, I'm going to just stop for a second and say, but man, if this was such a bombshell, why haven't I heard about it? Because NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, CNN, and all these other people take gargantuan amounts of money from the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, have you ever watched a TV show?
Yeah, it's all pharmaceutical industries. Therefore, they have no interest in doing any story that would ever shine any negative light whatsoever on the pharmaceutical industry. Period. End of story. Ever. We take money from the little red pill. That's as close as we get to the pharmaceutical industry. No pharmaceutical companies have ever called Blue Water asking for advertising. I welcome them to do it. I'll stop covering the stories. I'm just kidding. Sort of. Dr. Zimmerman has now signed a bombshell sworn affidavit. He says, now listen to what I'm about to tell you here, and tell me if the government has any business continuing in this relationship with the pharmaceutical industry where they defend the vaccine companies in court and pay the judgments when they lose. Dr. Zimmerman now signed a bombshell sworn affidavit. In the affidavit, he says, during a group of 5,000 vaccine autism cases being heard in court, he took aside the Department of Justice lawyers that he was working with at the time, and he told them, I've discovered exceptions in which vaccines can cause autism. This is the doctor who testified originally on behalf of the government, vaccines don't cause autism. He takes them aside in a case involving 5,000 vaccine autism cases. He takes them aside in court, and he says, oh, by the way, I have discovered exceptions in which vaccines can cause autism. So what do you think they did? Do you think they put them on the stand and said, Dr. Zimmerman, let's hear about these exceptions. Let's hear about these cases in which vaccines can cause autism. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to alert the court that our expert has changed his opinion. No. Here's what he explained. He explained that in a subset of children, vaccine-induced fever and immune stimulation did cause regressive brain disease with features of autism spectrum disorder. That's what he says in his affidavit that he said he told the federal government. So you would think the federal government, because everybody loves government, and all the lefties, we need more government. Government needs to be the only ones with guns. Government needs to have a... You would think the government would then alert the court that their expert has changed his mind and let the court evaluate all the evidence. Because what difference... Why does the government have a position? Shouldn't they just be the arbiter of truth? You would think the government would... alert them that their own pro-vaccine expert, who previously testified that vaccines have no connection whatsoever with autism, has changed his mind. They did not do that. He goes on to say in his affidavit that once the DOJ lawyers learned of his position, they fired him as an expert witness. They kept his opinion secret from the parents and the rest of the public, gagged him, and then went on to misrepresent his opinion in the federal vaccine court for years, continuing to debunk the vaccine autism claims. Here is where they put it in one trial. We know Dr. Zimmerman's views on the issue. There is no scientific basis for a connection. This was after he alerted them he had changed his mind. There's no scientific basis for a connection between vaccines and autism. Zimmerman calls that highly misleading and said he told them exactly the opposite.
Wow.
This is, in my opinion, one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated on humanity.
Hmm. Well, how did he get, if they gagged him, how did he get this affidavit out?
I'm assuming after, this was 10 years ago, 11 years ago, they gagged
him.
Is
there an expiration date on the gag order?
I don't know if there's an expiration date or if he's just now getting, you know, probably just now getting the point of his career where he's ready to retire. You know, one of the great things that they can do to you is destroy you if you speak out on anything. If you go against the medical consensus on it, medical scientific consensus on anything, and I could give you other fields and other doctors' names that they totally destroy. They take your grant money. They take your lab away from you. They convince your university to fire you or marginalize you, not give you any grad students to work in your lab if you have a lab. They just destroy you. No company will hire you. They put the full pressure of the entire corporate globalist media wing on you and just wear you down. And he probably didn't want to put up with it until now. My guess is he's probably about retirement age and says, to hell with you guys. I want the truth out there. Ralph Hazelhurst is the parent of one autistic child whom Dr. Zimmerman states got autism from vaccination. A criminal prosecutor, Hazelhurst told congressional staffers at a briefing in 2013 that, quote, if I did to a criminal in a court of law what the United States Department of Justice did to vaccine-injured children, I would be disbarred and I would be facing criminal charges. I think that scared the hell out of him. I don't know. It's fascinating to me. This whole issue is fascinating to me. I've got 7 children. They're at various levels of vaccination compliance. Some of them are completely caught up. Some of them are in the process of getting caught up. We do not follow the mandated schedule. I'm not anti-vaccine. Some people are anti-vaccine in any and all cases. I am not. But I am totally opposed to vaccinating a child the day it gets out of the womb. I mean, that's just never going to happen in my house. 29 minutes after 11 o'clock, Soldier Boy.
Oh, my.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
From an attorney's point of view. So what you're saying is, if we had remember the lawsuits they had against cigarette smokers and all that?
Yeah.
Millions and billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
This would put all the pharmaceutical companies out of business. If you got a connection between autism, every autistic child parent would be have a lawsuit, and they couldn't handle these lawsuits.
Well, that's why they took it away from them. That's why they passed a law that said you can't sue these guys.
What was that movie one time?
And
where
the federal government basically indemnifies them.
That's unreal.
Oh my God! So, what was that movie that was written and was made into a book? And it was a young attorney, and they went after a company, I guess. Because the insurance company kept shutting them down and telling them they killed her son.
I don't know. Oh, that was that the...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It was
Matt Damon was in it.
Matt Damon and Danny DeVito. It was set in Memphis, right?
Yeah. I heard that was based on a true story.
It may have been. Yeah, I don't know.
And here's the small-town lawyer who's never tried a case, goes against a big, you know, corporate, you know, company and puts them down. But... So they're actually protected? They can never be sued for that amount of money?
They can't be sued. No, the vaccine industry cannot be sued. So what you get is, I mean, if you know you can't be held responsible for a bad product, do you put out a good product or a bad product?
That's exactly. Go ahead and you got no liability.
Right. And if science changes in a way that would cost you profit, do you change your product?
That always reminds me of
right?
a TV show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let it's called Rain Man.
My friend Trace
told me it's Rain Man. Listen, if you just, I want you to answer that question because it's a legitimate question. Say you're making $1 billion a year, but science changes, and now you'll only make $500 million dollars a year if you update your product to reflect the changes in science.
Right.
Do you change your product and cost yourself $500 million a year? Well, let's say you can no longer produce it at a profit at all, if science changes. But you know you can't be sued if for putting out a bad product. But the science is caught up and says your product is a bad product. You need to change it. You need to take these ingredients out. You need to put these ingredients in.
Okay.
I mean, the theory of vaccines is great, right? You expose yourself to a small level. You create antibodies. And then when you're exposed to a large level later, your body remembers, recognizes, and ushers it out of the system. That's a great concept.
What happened on the smallpox during my age, in my generation?
What do you mean, what happened to it?
Well, evidently there was, I don't know if it's a conspiracy or what. They said that some of the people have like a little round dot on the side of their arm.
Yeah.
Permanently.
Right.
And that was from smallpox vaccination.
Right.
And then there were some think, like almost like this one, how smallpox vaccination had some issues too, where the government was involved in it.
Well, anything you put in your body is going to have some issue. It's not going to agree with somebody.
Yeah, because everybody's different.
Right. But here's the great thing. Here's the thing. When the doctor takes his oath, he takes the oath to the individual patient. He doesn't take his oath to the greater good. He doesn't take his oath to the public health. He takes his oath to the individual patient, which means the individual patient should be studied. And if there's some genetic link to problems with a vaccination, then every single patient should be identified. Do they have those links or not?
Right, there you go.
And if they're not willing to do that, now that's, you can't do that because it'll run up the cost too high and it'll impair the greater good and it'll put public health at jeopardy. You know what? The doctor's oath is to the patient. And if the doctor knows there's a test out there that can identify some genetic defect or some genetic disorder or some genetic difference, that he shouldn't, that patient, the individual patient should not get a vaccine in the event that is present, then the doctor owes the duty to the patient to determine if that situation presents itself.
Is it only a matter of time before we have, what is it called, a pandemic?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if you saw, there was a movie about, everybody was spreading this disease and stuff, and it was killing people, and it was being transmitted by contact and breathing. And Jude Law was in it, and he was trying to break it out through the internet to tell people how the government was corrupt in the creating of that issue.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, but what an easier way to spread something than through a needle and a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
kind of scary.
Yeah. All right, get her on.
All right.
Thanks. 272-9228. Sorry to get so passionate.
Did you see, because this is the part of Donald Trump I love as president, his tweet about Elizabeth Warren yesterday?
Yeah, you might not have been in here when we covered it.
I don't think so. No, this is from the 13th.
This is about the video.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
He says, Donald Trump's Twitter account, "If Elizabeth Warren, often referred to by me as Pocahontas, did this commercial from Bighorn or Wounded Knee instead of her kitchen with her husband dressed in full Indian garb, it would have been a smash."
Garb. It was the most awkward video she's ever done. Elizabeth Warren starts the video and then backs up and says, hold on, I'm going to go get a beer.
It's so awkward.
Trying to look normal and like not a robot. She goes, "I'm going to go get a beer." And then wanders off the frame, and the frame's just like stuck on her wall. Then she wanders back in with a beer, and she has her hand over the label so no one knows what kind of beer she's drinking, holding it very awkwardly. And then her husband comes in on cue, but supposedly just randomly, and she goes, "Oh, I love that you're here. Yeah. I love that you're here. I love you, honey." And Donald Trump tweeted, "Why wouldn't he be there? He lives there."
This presidential primary for the Democrats is going to be so much fun because Trump is not going to keep his mouth shut.
No. He knows who he wants to face. And the harder he comes out against that person that he wants to face, the more likely they are to put that person up.
Yep.
Which is why he goes after Elizabeth Warren so hard. He wants to see Elizabeth Warren there. I want to see Riley Manning there.
Mm.
Riley Manning, 799-1284, boys and girls. Riley Manning painting, a legend. An absolute legend in the industry. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. But he's got 50-plus years in the business, trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other guys. Guy's a wizard, man. Get him out there. Big jobs, small jobs, indoors, outdoors. Maybe you just wanted to paint the spindles on your staircase, or maybe you wanted to paint the inside and outside of your house altogether, or your whole shopping center. Or your whole aquatic center, like he did down there in Troy. Guys, get him on the horn. 799-1284. 799-1284. Check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com. Clay, Joey, Baron, back after this. David, hang tight.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new Whole Home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just wow zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $14.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starts out on a chilly note, but we will be warming up by the middle of the week. Our forecast for today calling for a high temperature up to about 50, a breezy, cold day. Turning colder in the overnight hours tonight, becoming partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to the low 30s by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, still a chilly day, but a good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 52, back to the low 30s again tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, a little warmer, good bit of sunshine, high around 60, threat of rain returning Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Riley Manning texted and said he didn't paint my doghouse. How does he know where I sleep? 21 minutes to the top of the hour. My friends over at Heirloom Jewelers. Oh, I got a great announcement. Guess who is going to start carrying a line of vintage Rolexes?
Troop Booth?
Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers. A line of vintage Heirloom antique Rolexes. I mean, these are... He sent me a list of the Rolexes he's getting in here by the end of the month. Great, great Rolexes. The Black Sea Dweller. That's a hugely sought after. The Date Just, men's and women's Date Just. The Submariner. I mean, he's got some great, great stuff. He's got a two-tone blue one in right now. Whoo, looking good. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter what you want. If you just go in there and you describe the watch you want, or you know the serial number, or you know the model number, or you know the date, the language, I'm trying to think of the right word. If you know the title of it, the style, the model, that's what I'm thinking of, the model. He can get it for you, like by the end of the week usually. He knows how to get in touch with these. He's in touch with these dealers all over the country. If you want to get into the luxury watch market, let me tell you how this works. You get you an entry-level vintage Rolex. You're wearing a Rolex around, entry level, it's vintage, you don't have much money in it, not a ton of money, and you're not like 20 grand in it, you just, you know, get what you get in it. Then you wear it around a few years. Rolexes have this crazy habit of not losing value. A couple years later, you get you a little bonus, you got some money saved up, you want to step up a notch to the mid-range Rolex, right? So you go get, all of a sudden, you're wearing a Pepsi on your arm one day. $25,000 watch, right? Mm-hmm. You do that a little bit at a time. You don't have to eat the whole sandwich at once. Take a few nibbles. A couple years later, take a few nibbles. That's what a lot of people are doing these days to enter the luxury watch market. If you want to get in there, if you want to get into the luxury watch market, give Troop Booth a call. No, don't give him a call. Go by there. But don't go by there today. It's closed today. I'm just giving you the mention. He's entering the luxury watch market. The antique and vintage Rolex market. Nobody else in town's doing it. Nobody else in town's doing it. He's the guy. He's the guy. Heirloom Jewelers, just east of Bell Road on Vaughn Road. Get by there when you get a chance and check out those luxury watches. You're really really going to like it. Someone texted in and said, I sleep in the doghouse too, and I don't even have dogs. David.
Or you could just dive in and go all out and get a presidential.
Yeah, with your budget, David, not with mine. Not with my budget.
Hey, you're talking about Big Pharma. Did you see that there were Big Pharma execs down in Puerto Rico with the Democrats?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. They're trying to save their head. They know Trump means business, and he's got it out for the American consumer, and he wants to protect the American consumer. And right now, the two big enemies of the American consumer, I'm telling you, they do a lot of good. And if you on some of these life saving medications, it does you a lot of good. But the pharmaceutical industry has done a lot of harm to this country as well, as have the investment banks. And Trump has a target on both of them. I'm telling you.
Sure. Sure, yeah, and, you know, it's a numbers game because my wife and I were talking about this a few weeks ago, you know, if Big Pharma, if they come out with a drug, you know, and they say it takes $100 million for them to get it to market in R&D, you know, if they have it out there for 5 or 10 years and make $1 billion and suddenly they're getting sued for something and end up, you know, maybe forking out whatever, another $100, $200 million in lawsuits, you know, they pocketed $750 million on that drug.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a crap game with them. You know, they don't care if it's, you know, if it has some side effect, you know, or some
kind.
Well,
here's my problem. My problem is I probably should do a show one day on my problems with the pharmaceutical industry. It's not that I think drug makers are evil or even profits evil. What do they call windfall profits? I don't even have a problem with windfall profits. My problem is the way these drugs are brought to market, the dishonesty in the phase 1 and phase 2 clinical trials, primarily. I mean, you look up some of these drugs in particular. I go back to nevirapine because it's probably the most egregious example, but it's not the only one. They go over to foreign countries, primarily sub-Saharan Africa, and they brutalize these poor people. They bribe the government to allow them to basically do uninformed testing on their local population. They don't really follow these people. They act like they do, but they don't. That someone will die, and they'll say they had an adverse event. No, that's a serious adverse event. Okay? That's death, all right? And they'll classify it as an adverse event, or they'll just remove them from the trial and act like they didn't die.
Right. Yeah. Or they'll say, they're human guinea pigs.
Yes, exactly. That's my problem. They're treating sub-Saharan Africa. Okay, they're a darker shade of brown than most of the world, all right? That doesn't mean they're not human beings. And they go over there and they butcher these people. They just butcher these poor people. And then they come back here and they take their faulty data that really is lousy, garbage data, and then they start phase 3 clinical trials after they've worked out all the kinks and destroyed whole villages over there. They come over here and start their phase 3 clinical trials, and then they go through and the data can't be replicated in real life. That data is not even real. You know, the FDA, most people don't realize this. The CDC, the FDA, they do no testing of their own.
Sure.
They just review what you submit.
Right.
They just review what you submit.
And then you're taking it at face value.
Yes. And they, there's no follow-up. There's no nothing. And then all of a sudden they come out, you know, and they say, these are the same people that brought you drugs that were causing heart attacks. And they're like, that was happening? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then they go through and they find memos with like, oh, hell, everybody's having heart attacks. What do we do?
Yeah,
you know?
I have my brother-in-law is one of the top pediatric geneticists in the world, and he was actually the head of genetic research for Kaiser Permanente Healthcare for 30 years. He just retired, and you should hear some of the stories he tells about court cases that he had to get involved in and stuff with Big Pharma and things like that.
Yeah.
It is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked, some of the stuff going on. Hey, Dave, I appreciate the call, though. Yeah, I probably do need to do a show where I outline a little more some of my actual problems with Big Pharma. I don't want to feel like I'm just beating up on them for nothing. But this vaccine stuff, the pro-vaccine propaganda is so thick, it raises my spidey senses.
Yeah.
Because if your product was really great, stop with the propaganda. You know, you don't have to get on Reddit and pay to have things hit the front page twice a day about how wonderful vaccines are. And you don't have to constantly belittle and tear down everybody who disagrees with you. Just convince them. Just show them you have a great product.
Yeah.
You know? You want people to think that it's not connected to autism? Prove it. Prove it. Prove it's not. You know, and then people go, oh, okay, that makes sense. Anyway.
What happened to...
It's not just autism, though, by the way. It's food allergies. It's all these other allergies. It's all these other things that are popping up around. And when the United States has a huge incidence of these things, and no other developed country does, that because their vaccine schedule is way less than ours, don't be surprised when people confuse correlation with causation until they're given an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
I just made that up.
Sound like Jesse Jackson over there.
Correlation, causation, explanation.
You are eloquent, sir.
Amen.
What happened to restless leg syndrome?
The pharmaceutical industry brought you restless leg syndrome. You remember when you couldn't turn on the TV without seeing
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you couldn't go through a single commercial break without seeing a commercial.
Especially not if it's something a woman might watch. Soap opera, Hallmark Channel, HGTV, some primetime singing competition. If it was something like that, there were like three competing drugs for restless leg syndrome. And then overnight it went away.
Yeah. Did they cure it?
You know the answer to that. I got two ads to do, and I'm trying to think of which one would be less offended by following this rant. I'm sitting here thinking, all right, who wants to follow this rant? I'll tell you who wants to follow the rant. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got the bolognese back.
Whoa.
The bolognese is back. It's got cheese ravioli with it this time. Woo-hoo. Cheese ravioli and bolognese. It's topped with Parmesan and fresh parsley. Go let your inner child feast for a day, would you? Cheese ravioli topped with bolognese, Parmesan, and fresh parsley. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You can get that and a salad. You can get that dish and a salad. Bolognese, cheese ravioli, Parmesan, parsley, and a salad for $9.
It's like eating like the 1% for a middle class cost.
Oh, it's like it's totally eating like the 1/10 of the 1%.
Indeed. It's like a good way to get out of the doghouse if you're in it.
Don't let Bernie Sanders see you eating this dish. He'll try to take everything you own. I'm telling you, this is a great dish. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, they got award-winning pizza pies, the best pizza pies in the state of Alabama.
Definitely don't tell Bernie about their beer selection.
Yeah?
16 beers on tap?
Yeah, too many choices.
Way too many choices in this country. I went over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen the other day. Your name's Baron?
Baron.
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 And what are you, slats?
Slats.
That's that. Me. You know, anyway, I was at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I'm like, way too many choices of the beer. But I humored him.
You can't even drink 16 beers.
I tried.
My wife carried me out and to put her in my $180,000 luxury car. We went back to one of our three houses after she looted that college up in Burlington. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, award-winning pizza pies, folded pies, sandwiches. I had an Italian sandwich not long ago.
Yeah.
I forgot how good it was. That is a great, great sandwich. Italian sandwich.
They put so much meat on their sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness.
Too.
They pile it
this
high with meat.
This ain't a Subway. You don't get six little tiny browns.
No. Just loaded it up.
Stacked so high, a show dog couldn't jump over it.
I love AC/DC. We'll be back. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, we say at Margarita that we sell the best quality at the best price, but I really mean that. We feature Fred Mark Diamonds at Margarita's, and we only sell beautiful quality. Unlike some other people that have maybe big stores with big names and all that kind of stuff that sell what they want to for a lot of money, give you easy credit, even though we offer credit too, and it doesn't add up to a sack of beans. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's, and we're Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, just have a few minutes left here in the to the top of the hour. Dan Morris warming up in the wings. Joey Clark will be there with him for 3 hours. Then he'll be with Greg Budell for 3 hours. Then he'll be with the Joey Clark Radio Hour for an hour.
Woo!
Rusty and David take over. And then I think I'm right on this.
Yeah.
7:30 to 9, Terry Adams.
Yeah, clearing the air. Weekdays now.
Yeah, that's pretty. We got a great lineup. You turn on at 6 a.m., turn off at 9 p.m., you know, tear the knob off if you want. Yeah, I mean, if you're just going to turn over in the middle of the night, you might as well stay here. You know, we play enough bumper music. You get some music.
Yeah, exactly.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. We'll head to the phones in mere moments. My friends at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Guys, I don't know how to stress this any other way. If you own a business, if you're a manager of a business, if you've got employees at all that take advantage of any employee benefit you have, you absolutely 100% must pick up the phone and call Cornerstone Managing General Agency. I could not speak with more urgency. It is imperative. How about that $6 word? It is imperative that you call Cornerstone Managing General Agency. 356-1502. 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. They will review your benefits package, and they'll let you know if you can save money. And in all likelihood, you can. In all likelihood, you can. And they're not trying to sell you anything. They're just trying to make sure your employees are getting the best bang for their buck. So get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency. 356-1502. Schedule an appointment today. 356-1502. 5 minutes now till the top of the hour. Joey Clark, Clay, Barron in here. Everybody having a big time. And along comes Randall.
Yes. And I know you just had Cornerstone, and I'm pretty sure Midtown Pizza Kitchen probably called them. But one thing you ain't never told us about is what kind of ice cream that was on top of that brownie. And you never said anything about how they drizzled that delicious chocolate syrup across it either. But that vanilla ice cream, what kind is it for real?
Well, let me take your questions one at a time. One is, I don't look the gift horse in the mouth. When someone brings me delicious triple chocolate brownie with vanilla ice cream, I don't go asking for brand names. And let me correct a misnomer here. That looked to you like it was delicious chocolate sauce drizzled over the top. You know what it actually was?
Tell me.
It was a balsamic vinegar glaze.
No, it wasn't.
Absolutely. Vanilla ice cream with their balsamic vinegar glaze is one of the finest things you can put in your mouth. And I've gotten to where I have a hard time leaving Midtown Pizza Kitchen until I've had balsamic glaze on ice cream.
It's
really good.
Oh, it's so good.
I wasn't talking about the brand name, but that vanilla ice cream got some kind of bean or something. It's got flex. Oh, okay.
Flex tones.
Yeah, the vanilla
ice cream is vanilla bean. Look, in Vita, they don't have Breyers. Natural vanilla bean ice cream. Brandon's never seen it before.
Stop.
Randall, I'm going to let you finish. I feel like Kanye. I'm going to let you finish. I had a taste when Blue Water Broadcasting, 2:30 p.m. on Friday.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I know what you're going to say.
So I sneak by Blue Water, and I grab a cup of this. The Mardi Gras King Cake ice cream from Blue Water.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop the press. Go buy a half gallon today. It is one of the finest single things that have ever passed the Coleman lips. Ever.
Yeah, this is a seasonal bluebell. Like,
yes. Oh, it's for Fat Tuesday coming up and Mardi Gras season. It is King Cake ice cream. It's got the icing. It's got the cinnamon flavor. It's got the cream cheese. It's got the dough.
Has it got the baby in it?
That does not have the baby. You will not crunch on a baby. But it is, Randall, next time you're in Montgomery, pick up a half gallon of that. It's very, very good.
Are you, man, I mean, just speaking of Mardi Gras, y'all don't forget now, Millbrook's throwing one heck of a party in February for that. For
they
Mardi
always
Gras
do
too.
A good job in Millbrook. So. It cannot be worse than the inauguration parade I'm watching on WSFA. that can't be 150 people there. Yeah. The weather sucks. It's cold and windy. Everybody looks miserable. And the contents of the parade are lacking. I haven't seen a float yet.
Will Disney did an awesome job this morning, too. He looked good on TV, but he's going to represent us good,
what
man.
What was he doing on TV? Did he get sworn in?
Yeah, early this morning on Channel 8. I mean, you know, like 5 or something. Like they was doing a interview, a run-up to the...
Look at that! There's no crowd! How do you have a parade with no crowd? There weren't 200 people from Lower Dexter to the Capitol.
Sorry. And then one more congratulations to Clyde Chambers for getting... head, whatever it is, a head table. He's some kind of leader now. So, and I didn't know. If you didn't go vote, if you don't go vote every time, it does matter. I used to think, I like, man, I know my man's gonna win, so I'm not even worried about, you know, going about it. I just like ride by the polls. And a couple times I didn't, because I already knew. I don't know why I felt it, but I knew they're gonna win. But come to find out, like Clyde, him getting that head, the lead job or whatever over the committee.
He is the new floor leader.
Okay. Well, they go by the votes you get. So I am so, and he sent out, man, I'm
here's
so
what stupid. Here's what interests me. I don't know if they were trying to wrangle Clyde Chambliss into being more of a vote with leadership, because he is not one to vote with leadership every time. I mean, to me, your floor leader needs to be a lackey, and Clyde Chambliss is no lackey.
He's not.
Clyde Chambliss votes more with Baron Coleman than he does the Republican leadership. And not that he's looking to me for a vote. I'm just saying he and I, politically, yeah. Our philosophies are quite in alignment. I'm pleasantly surprised by Clyde Chambliss's first 4 years. I hope he keeps it up. Because there were so many times when he cast a tough vote opposite the Republican leadership's desires, and he did a good job.
Maybe if we need a little shake-up. And this guy, and, hey, before I go, but is that... Because this has been killing me ever since you said it. The balsamic drizzle that's on the ice cream, is that the same balsamic that I got in my salad?
Yeah, same one.
No joke. How do you put that? How you even dream the two tastes together? Man, you bad.
It's worth it.
Donovan Ivy, baby. The general manager, yeah.
That's him. Okay. All right, we'll see y'all.
All right, see ya. Joey, glad this was fun.
It was.
You blew Randall's mind.
Yeah. Balsamic glaze. It looked like the first time I thought it was chocolate, I bit in and I tasted that tangy balsamic glaze.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what's wrong with your chocolate? Then it